People are worried that as we become more and more urban, that we may be walking away from agriculture. I've heard that a couple of times, and nothing could be further from the truth. Yes, our mission is to serve all Floridians, but we're never going to desert the people who we came to the dance with, so to speak. So yeah, we do serve the needs of 20 million Floridians, and most of them are not farmers, but agricultural production is where our roots are. And because I've heard this a number of places, I recently looked into how many of our agents are still agricultural specialists. And I have great news for our agricultural community, because over the past decade, we've expanded our statewide total of ag agents by dozens of new hires. And in 2005, our ag agents were just over a third of all our extension agents in the state. Now, today, despite being the third most populous state in the country, our ag agents account for half of all of our extension agents. Now, what's also great is that this new breed of ag agent hasn't lost the service ethic and drive of our older veterans. In fact, one of the newcomers that I want to mention happens to be a veteran, a traditional Army veteran. Jim McWhorter, our Highlands County livestock agent, drove Green Berets around in Humvees before deciding to come home, get an ag degree, and work in extension. He's become really popular for his old-fashioned walk-the-fields approach to helping ranchers with everything from forage to fence posts. He's developed so much trust in just his 2 years on the job that when he asks for access to a property, the ranchers just say, just remember to close the gate behind you. And I had a laugh when I heard about him in a meeting. The meeting, he met the matriarch of the Murphy family that runs a ranch in Avon Park. And if you ask him what the woman's first name is, James says, Mrs. So we never have enough ag agents to meet all the needs of Floridians, of farmers and ranchers, nursery growers, and everybody else involved in agriculture. But I just want everybody to know that we're really making an effort to add to the number of IFAS folks we have to deliver solutions right to your farmer ranch gate.